Matt Marv's Notebook for August 11th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2026. So today wasn't so bad at the office. Got the usual amount of work done. No big surprises that distract me half the day, at least. And I had Toastmasters meeting tonight. Only five of us showed up for the meeting, so really ought to work on that since we now have 11 members. We're going to also try and put on an open house. We're already penciling in the date for end of October, I think. Let's see, what else is going on? Oh yeah, the Seth Ring novels. Who was it? That was Empath Studios talking about the Tower series. And yes, Nova Terra, that one really is the better of the two series, at least in my opinion. Main character, how do I describe it? I think it would be fair to call him something of a overpowered Mary Sue type of character. It's not that he's boring, it's just that, how much spoilers do I really want to give away here? Just saying that he's a Mary Sue should say that, yeah, there's not much challenge for him in the first series of books, but it's still entertaining as I was reading through them. You know, I didn't have any complaints about the story, but it does kind of make sense when I got to his second series and the author kind of rebooted him into a whole different character class. But you know, he still got to carry on his physical attributes. Pretty sure it was mostly a carry-on. So, yeah, that whole second series, it's not exactly a reboot, although, for all intents and purposes, yeah, might as well be. I think if you didn't care for a second series, I don't know if the first one would make you feel any better about the series overall. Maybe his other novel series, The Battle Mage Farmer, that one is, it's not what they would call cozy. For everybody else, the lit RPG series, or at least the genre, has broken down or subdivided several different ways. So there's, how do I describe it? There's the hardcore ones that, you know, they take the underpowered pipsqueak of a character who, through some fortune accident, plot armor or whatever, becomes super powerful. There's a different kind of story where someone who is overpowered from the outset just goes through another power-up and, you know, conquer the world kind of thing. And Battle Mage Farmer is a different kind where the story takes place after the character has peaked, if you will. They already saved the world, and they're going into retirement. And that's kind of conflict in these are pretty low stakes by all other objective measurements. So it's what we call cozy, and it's meant to be relaxing, where you're in that lit RPG universe, but, you know, there's nothing really at stake. But in the background, yeah, for Battle Mage Farmer, there is. Main character is a retired mage who becomes a farmer. And he does actually know how to farm. So, I mean, for someone that has magic at their fingertips, how hard could it be? But anyway, I think that, I don't know, by the kind of series I see reading, I think that may be something worth trying. At least put it on a wish list and pick it up. Pick up the first one, first novel when it's on sale. Let's see. Aside from that, what else? Toastmasters and Clinton. Yeah, that's other Dog Days episode you put out. Hold on. Yeah, the one about dating apps and or at least the downfall of dating apps and using word of mouth through friends. And I know you might have just thrown in the Toastmasters joke because of me and Amy, but turns out that that's not that far off. At least not in my experience. I guess maybe Amy can talk to it on her own. But yeah, there is something of a dating pool within Toastmasters. It's, I know at least two couples that have gotten married because they met through Toastmasters, and I'm not even sure how extensive the dating scene is because I don't really pursue it, but I know it's out there. Yeah, I've been connected or at least met with a couple of girls that never really turned into dates, but yeah, it's a thing. Yeah, Amy, you want to chime in here? Anyway, I'll talk to you tomorrow.